streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest, Mr. Tony T. Rob Robinson. Tony was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he knew at an early age that he was destined to be on stage in front of large crowds of people, but how many he would soon find out. His mom, Joyce Robinson, being a dancer, and his father, Frankie Cash Waddy, a legendary drummer for George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelics, and Bootsy's Rubber Band, wasn't hard to understand why Robinson felt those intuitions early in life. Those intuitions proved to be accurate, and by the time Robinson was in high school, he and four other childhood friends formed a boy band called Cold Premier, which soon became a household name in Cincinnati, bringing down the house whenever they performed. So stay tuned in tonight. We're going to get the rest of the story. And before we bring Tony on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And like always, I just want to thank all our viewers around the world for tuning in to the radio show every Wednesday night. And I just want to say we appreciate that. And we just want to let everybody know we got a great guest that's coming on tonight, Tony T. Robinson. And he's going to tell his message and his story tonight. And we just want to give a big shout out to all our soldiers in the prison walls. And we are in 150 prisons around the country, federal and state prison. And I also want to give a big shout out to my three brothers who's doing life in the penitentiary, Robbie, Marvell, and Christopher. And I want to give a big shout out to my homeboy, Jason Williams, NBA star. You know what I mean? Jason, golf tournament sold out up there in New York. So I want to give a big shout out to my boy Jason up there, you know. So without further ado, we're going to turn the mic over to my man Tony T, and he's going to formally introduce himself, and we're going to get this party cracking.
What's up? What's up, everybody out there in the, I guess I call us what, in that land?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way of putting it. It seems like that's where we at now anyway. There's no more reality anymore. Everything is online and social networked out, but I'm good with it. I'm thriving with the times. But anyhow, I'm Tony T. Rob Robinson. A lot of my friends call me Tony, Anthony, T. Rob. You call me whatever, but just don't stop calling. Started, you know, as a kid with dreams and hopes in, the lower poverty end of Cincinnati, Ohio, OTR, which was always a beautiful home to me. However, you know, the opportunities wasn't as available as us to us as others may have had it. So, you know, we made good with what we had. And for me, I had a drive, I had a dream, I had a goal, and I never stopped believing and never stopped going after it. And, you know, years later, it ended up proving to be right. So I'm right now talking with the boys and, you know, being so blessed this evening.
That's pretty much it, man. Yeah, we appreciate you being here at the show, man. So what we want to start off with tonight, T, we want you to go and, you know, tell the viewers a little bit about your childhood growing up over the Rhine, you know what I mean? I just want to say, before you get started, you know, I want to give a big shout-out to Cincinnati, you know what I mean? I'm from Detroit, raised and born all my life, but I spent from the time I was born in Detroit till I was 24 years old. And from 24 years old to now at 50 years old, I reside in Cincinnati in Arizona. So I want to give a big shout out to my second home, Cincinnati, Ohio, you know.
And city, baby.
Yeah. I want you to go ahead, man, and let the viewers know how was your childhood growing up, bro, and let them know what's happening.
Well, you know, it was you know, to me, it felt like anybody, any other childhood, I guess. It was normal for me. It actually, you know, was, I felt like I had everything. But now, looking back on it, you know, there was a lot that I didn't have, more so than any materialistic thing. It was, you know, more of the opportunities that wasn't there. But I was, I had five uncles. I had four aunties and a mom. So my grandmother had 10 kids. They was living in a two-bedroom apartment on East McMicken in Cincinnati, Ohio. We were in a, you know, to me, again, two-bedroom or two-room, I don't even know if it was two bedrooms, for real, it was a weird type of setup, but it was the same connection to me. I just remember us sitting around the TV watching the Jackson 5 specials and stuff like that and just, you know, loving life. But the opportunities wasn't there like I, you know now that could have been there. But my father, I think, was the reason I had this desire for music because I didn't have anybody else around me doing it. So other than him, and he really wasn't around me, I just knew he was a part of it. This music, but
right.
I mean, I could go on, man, about my childhood. But bottom line, to sum it up for you, I had a loving family. We did like a lot of you know, African American families. We don't always express love by words more so than by action. And I didn't hear "I love you" a lot growing up, you know, and it wasn't abnormal. It actually was abnormal for me to say "I love you," you know, to my loved ones, more so than the show. So, but other than that, I mean, it was the same, you know, loving lifestyle that I think any other kid would have. I felt like I really was blessed, actually.
My man, you know. So now, growing up and over the Ryan T, did you ever get caught up in the gangs and the drug scene growing up over the Ryan?
Well, you know, growing up over the Ryan, I didn't get caught up in the drug scenes. I was around it, but what I did get caught up in was the normal, again, you know, childlike activities and some, you know, ignorant mistakes. You know, like, yeah, I went to little juvie. I went to 2020. Spent a couple days in there for fighting and for stealing. I remember one time I was downtown where there used to be a Shillitoe's, a department store called Shillitoe's downtown Cincinnati. And I went in, it was a store, I think of some kind of drug store, you know, Newberry's or something. I went in there, cocky, opened up a big old bag of corn chips, walking around eating it, planning on walking out of the store with it. And it ends up, I get caught by a pregnant woman, and she took me back to the office to the manager. The manager was a white guy, and he was telling me about, I'm not allowed in the store anymore, and I better get out of here. And when he walked out, when I was walking out, he was walking me out, he kicked me in the butt, like,
wow,
you know, straight up in the butt hard with a hard, like he had a pointy-toed lotions or something, man. You know, like, I've been through some stuff, man, and really, like, as a teenager downtown is when I kind of, you know, started being mischievous and doing things that I probably shouldn't have been doing. You know, I was running with a group of boys called the Kango Boys in Cincinnati, and anybody from Cincinnati know about the Kango Boys. And it just started out as some fun, couple guys named, like actually three brothers named Tony, man. It was me, my partner Tony Cole and Tony Hill, T-Cole, Tweety Bird, and T-Rob. And we just wanted to start this crew called the Kango Boys, rock Kangos, go to the house parties, kick it, dance, meet the girls, you know, have fun. But of course, whenever you start something and jealousy spark off, then you got a little quick little fight, and then once that fight, you know, jump off, then you got a couple other brothers going to come to you later on that night like, hey, man, what's up? I don't like them dudes anyway, man. Next time y'all got a problem with them, man, you know, I'll ride with y'all. So now all of a sudden now you got a 50-member gang that, you know, y'all fighting. Y'all, yes, you know, you got good pistols and all that stuff, man. I mean, the Kango Boys so kind of off the chain, like the news started posting curfews, like you had to be in before it got dark.
Right, right.
We weren't doing all that for real, but it was just people was becoming
lighting
a fan of this. Yeah, and then people was like outside little young cats, man, that really ain't about that life, was trying to, you know, just get a rep. So they would be telling people they're a part of it. They started breaking in candy stores, and I mean, it was all kind of stuff going on. But that's that. As a child, like I said, I had five uncles, man, and it was like an adventure every day, man. They raised me, man, and that's what really gave me like that sharp, you know, street keenness about myself, and as well as I can go and sit at the boardroom table and cut deals.
Right, that's what's up, man. So we're going to rewind this picture a little bit, T, and, okay. You know, we're going to ask you, man, how did you get deep into the music and your documentaries and things like that as you start getting a little older, and when did you decide to leave Cincinnati for a better tomorrow?
What happened was I was with a group called Cold Premier, and we was going around. Actually, it was two different groups at the time, and we was doing talent shows, and you know, we really didn't know them. They didn't know us. Actually, they was called Cold Crush. We was called the Fellas, and we would do shows together, and they was off the chart. And I guess people felt the same about us. So eventually, we formed two groups. I mean, two groups formed into one, which would become Cold Premier. But what really sparked it was New Edition. When New Edition came out, I think what New Edition did for a lot of, you know, young black males around across America was they gave all of us hope and the possibility to say we can do that, because they looked just like any other brother in the project. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing, you know, spectacular about them. Like the Jackson 5, yeah, we know they was from Gary, Indiana. But Barry, you know, he put so much of it. It was so, you know, I mean, even though the New Edition had they suits and whatnot, but I think they had the Jackson 5, like, way out there. Like, I don't remember just seeing my uncles and them dressing like they was dressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had that 70s stuff, but it was all kind of different mixed matches and all kind of crazy stuff, which was they artistry. But, like, New Edition came out, man, rocking the members only jackets on their album covers, the same stuff we was wearing. And they was looking like dudes from the hood. Like, oh, man, that little Ronnie DeVoe looked like Eric Hill, you know, or it'd be somebody, Dino, look like Ralph Tresvant. So we seeing these people in our neighborhood, and then we turning on BET, or, you know, we're hearing about this sold-out concert at the Riverfront Coliseum from these five regular dudes out of Boston that had girls going bananas. Man, if you, any type of kid that's going to be able to relate to them is going to have to engulf in their halo, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I'm looking at some guys around me that remind me of them, and I desire music already, and I'm seeing this, that is my margin right now. That's like, that's what I can end up doing. I can end up having a whole bunch of people chasing me. Oh, man, it was like, you know, it was way out there, man. So I used that, and of course, two of the members, which was Cold Crush, was Chris Tyler, my man, you know, one of the coldest choreographers and dancers to me that I've ever seen, and Shane Sparks. Shane Sparks was also a judge on America's Best Dance Crew, So You Think You Can Dance, Emmy nomination for You Got Served, won an award. I mean, done everything in the dance world. But he was a part of our group of Cincinnati, too. You know, so we had all of those, you know, elements, you know, to coming together, you know, in various different, you know, just skills and talents. But I was the one that was a New Edition fanatic. They was into that B-boy hip-hop stuff. I had to convince and trick them, man, to start. I had them guys wearing suits and slicking their hair to the side by the time I got in their heads, man. Yeah, it took a while, but you know what? It worked out for us because what we did was we used a group like New Edition, and we didn't look at the guys that was in our neighborhood doing it like we was, because we was like, how can we worry about them when we all you know, here on the same level trying to get to where New Edition is. Let's look at New Edition and try to start our level from there. And we basically did, man. Like, if you look at this documentary that I'm doing, there's people on there that's actually talking about it. Like Cold Premier would have been, was like a threat to a lot of groups. A lot of groups, man. You would have had to see a live show, and people who've seen it to tell you, like, they was something different. Like, it was not even real. Like, I mean, it was a magical show. It was like the Jabberwockies who sing.
Dig that, you know, and that's a good look, man. And now, when did the group all stick together and you made it big, or what happened in the mix with that? You there, T-Rob? You there, T? Yeah, we're going to play a song right quick. We're waiting for T-Rob to get... Oh, there go my man, T-Rob. T-Rob, you back in the booth, baby?
Yes, sir, man. Sorry about that. I thought maybe I had one of them you talking too much buttons and just zipped me.
Oh, no. No. Hey, what we going to do, T-Rob? We having a great time with my man T-Rob from the Natty, and we're going to break out with a great song on the show, and we're going to come right back with my man T-Rob, you know? And we're
yes,
coming
sir.
With my homeboy track out of Detroit, giving much homage and respect to my little homeboy, Maserati Rick Jr., and we're coming with his hit single, Brown Sugar. Be right back with T-Rob.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she's feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good, and she came my way. Let's play some OJ's. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around. In my hometown, you can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating. Just me and my lady slow dancing a sade. She sipping the wine slow. I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Mosley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love. And I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real.
Now that's love.
Memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel, listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she things. I put on some Al Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And that track right there, once again, is my little homeboy out of Detroit, Maserati Rick Jr. Now we back with my man, T-Rob, in the house. T-Rob, we back with you, baby.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be back, man. That cut y'all was just spinning, man. It's pretty hot.
Hey, appreciate that, man. That's one of my little homies out of the city, man. We push his music, you know. He got a whole album in the drop, you know. His daddy was my homeboy, you know. His daddy got killed when my little boy homeboy was just 2 years old. And his daddy used to run with me. We grew up together in the Black Bottoms, you know.
That's deep. So you
told
bring
him it. My watch out point. Yeah, so me and the wife pushing his music, you know.
Yeah, man. Hey, if you listening, bro, you got some high fire, man. Definitely love to meet you one day.
It's all good, man. So, hey, we want to get to you, T, man. I want you to tell the viewers, homeboy, we hear about this documentary, man. We hearing about this music thing. We hearing about all this, man. Let the world know what's good.
Well, man, actually, like I said, you know, just, you know, to sum it up, Cold Premier was the reason for, you know, other than God, you know, blessing, you know, me and us, other, you know, the other four brothers. Cold Premier was the reason that it all happened, because we were the ones, man, that decided to leave Cincinnati and go come out west to pursue. And, you know, we gave ourselves a timeline to be out here to get it, you know, done. If we didn't get a deal, we was going to go back to Cincinnati and regroup and try to make some, you know, something happen. Just about on our last probably week in L.A., we had a show to do for Dr. Dre, and he got canceled. That was our last hope. Like, man, you know, if Dr. Dre see us, you know, hopefully he going to like what he see, man, and we going to end up, you know, getting a deal or something. And that show got canceled, man, and it was just, like, devastating, because we felt like we went on hope. I ended up calling a brother named James, who later became our manager, and put him, like, we get ready to go back to Cincinnati, man, and we was really hoping that this show with Dr. Dre was going to do it. You know, we'd get a chance to see, you know, if we can get an opportunity to get signed or something. And this guy, it got canceled. So James told me, like, man, hold on, I'm going to make a call. I'll call you back. I got an idea. I don't know if it's going to be able to happen, but I don't want to say it until I know. He called me back. He said, hey, I got y'all a show May 3rd, and that was on a Friday night. And he was, like, at the club Paradise. I think it was Paradise 24. It was a popular club in L.A. All the celebrities went there. And this particular night happened to be the night that Janet Jackson was doing her after party for her kickoff tour, which started at the, It was some big stadium in L.A. And it was her Rhythm Nation tour. an after party for it. The official after party with Janet and everybody in all of Hollywood was there. We got a chance to perform it at that night, and we murdered them. Like, you would have had to be there to see it. Like, it was so crazy because most of the audience was people we had seen and knew. They were like celebrities. And by the time we got done, this is no lie, we came there with just the group and James, our manager, and maybe Jefflin, who was like our sixth member, who she worked with like a dog. But big shout out to Jefflin. If you happen to be listening, I ain't seen you and heard from you in a while, you better call me or you done. Anyhow, we ended up just there with us seven. And as we did that show, all of a sudden we had security, bro, because they had to take us, walk us through the crowd, people grabbing at us. I'm talking about we seeing girls from En Vogue grabbing at us and Karen Parks and Hillary from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, just people grabbing at us like they was fans. We the ones unsigned, unknown. And we, yeah, and, man, we get up to the VIP. Another story I'll never forget it until I'm senile or dementia or something, was when we sitting in our booth in the VIP at Club Paradise. Now, we ripped the stage there. You got celebrities, we in the VIP overlooking the club now. You got celebrities looking up and waving at us like, there they go, you know, I was hot. You can hear them mouthing it to us. We look over to the side, man, and, you know, guess who's sitting in the booth? None other than Minneapolis King Prince. Or Prince. You know it, baby. Well. Right there, a yellow suit looking straight over at us. And I don't know why, you know, I'm from, you know, like you said, I come from, you know, humble beginnings. I've seen some of the roughest and toughest. I've seen people getting in dilemmas that to this day still I had dreams about. But I'm nervous seeing Prince over there. I'm like, oh, man, what the hell, this little bitty midget. He wave over to tell us to come here, and we go over to the table. You allowed to cuss on y'all show? It ain't a, you know, I mean, no problem if I ain't got to. I'm just quoting what he said. Prince, okay. Prince look over. He say he can ask us to come over. So we walk over to the table like, hey, man, Prince just said, come here, man. You know, we go over there, and we're like, how you doing, sir? We just want to say we huge fans. We love what you do. You the bomb. And he was like, y'all motherfuckers bad. Straight up like that, it tripped me out like Prince just cussed. it was just like, it was crazy, man. MC Hammer came to us like, boy, they wanted us to open up for En Vogue on tour. So the manager was, before we had performed, was like, man, this will go down, James. If they hot, if they knock this club out tonight, then the boys can go on the road. Man, after that show, James came, our manager came to us later. Like, we like, what happened? What's up with David? What'd he say about En Vogue? He was like, man, he said he couldn't do that to his group. He said, because with the energy y'all come with, there's no way that they could follow y'all. Even though they got a hit song, it's just y'all intensity. Y'all show intensity is too. Imagine the Jabberwockies performing. Y'all know who the Jabberwockies are?
No.
Their dance group that was on an MTV dance show, and they kind of like five like Asian guys, man. They off the chain. They magical, but they so energetic. They keep you perform entertained. That was kind of like the intensity we had. So for a group like En Vogue to come behind that, it could potentially kill their whole thing. Like, their show would be boring after somebody come on with a lot of energy for real. So we got turned down for that, but we ended up getting picked up for Bobby Brown tour though and ripped it. So, you know, with all that happening, man, one of us came to the table. We had nine record labels coming after us. Like, we was getting ready to leave and go home, man, no lie. And then next thing you know, we got nine different record companies, major companies, calling, and we decided to go with Warner Brothers because they didn't have a group like us. MCA had New Edition. Boys and Men had Motown, had Boys and Men. MCA had just picked Uptown, had Jodeci. So we like, Warner Brothers ain't got no group, you know, that's out there comparable. So let's jump with Warner Brothers, and that's how it happened. Yeah, man, ended up getting in the movie with Kid and Play. And, yeah, and the rest is leading me to where I'm at today. Yes, and that's why this documentary, T-Rob the Quiet Giant, has surfaced, because it basically goes back to my life from the beginning, from me being a child, from not having my father around, but being in the entertainment business. Being in the entertainment business, but not being there for me and my brother, you know, and me doing it from, you know, my own heart, my God-given gift, and my mother pushing me. And
right.
Other than that, you know what I mean? We got blessed. I got a chance to tour. I got a chance to see so many different things. I done, you know, met pretty much everybody, including the greatest himself, Michael Jackson. I ate dinner with Michael Jackson. Just so much I got to experience and see and just do. Also, a lot of, you know, hardships too in that. You know, a lot of devastating things. A lot of people passed away when I wasn't around because I chose to take a life that left a nest from where everybody else was at. And I missed a lot of things, but, you know, it's a part of life, man. It's you know, at the end of the day, you have to look back at your trials and say, you know, I was okay with the choices I made.
Amen. You know? And when a man be able to look himself in the mirror or a woman and say, I'm at ease with the choice I made, well, then that's a blessing in disguise if the choice is made. And once again, I tell anybody, the choice should never be about just you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The choice
right.
should be about when I help myself, I'm humble enough to help others. You feel me? That's what
right.
the real choice in the game is about. It's not about
right.
self. But when you get
right.
into self, you'll lose sight on the world. And then when you get in a certain situation, you'll wonder why. Wow, why Johnny, why Susie ain't there? Well, you forget.
Right.
It was all about you. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
So that's just
yes,
the point
sir.
I put out there for people. You know, always be humble enough not only to think about self, but always think about others, because somebody else needs to be lifted up as well to that next stage, you know?
Yes, sir. You know, I mean, I 100% agree with you. And like I said, with that all, you know, all my experiences led to T-Rob the Quiet Giant, which is a documentary of, you know, the life of this man who a lot of people didn't know about. You know, it's almost like a secret Santa. Like, I've been involved with a lot of major people, a lot of major artists, you know, actors and musicians alike who are around today, and we all know
Amen.
About them. You know, I've had some involvement with, you know, contributing, you know, to their, let's say, success or their, you know, the moves they've made and taken in this business. So that's what T-Rob the Giant, Quiet Giant is somewhat about. It's about a man that was quietly, effectively making an impact for mm-hmm. y'all, the people, when y'all didn't even know it was him. You know,
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
And that's what quiet stands for, you know, being humble and, you know, not publicizing myself. The giant stands for making powerful impacts, you know, a
yes,
big
sir.
Impact, you know, gigantic
yes.
impact. And that's what it's about. So what's going to happen with that project? You're going to see not only, you know, my peers in the industry make appearances and speak about these, you know, experiences we had together. But you're also going to see and hear about my home life. And when I was a kid, you're going to see childhood friends, babysitters, mom's best friends. Unfortunately, my mother passed away. It's one of those things, man, that, you know, you never get over, but you appreciate life more and you understand it. And it makes me push more to do this because I feel like, you know, whatever the case is, this is what she would want me to do. So with
Amen.
That being said, man, the Quiet Giant is going to, it's going to go back. I'm putting a lot of people in Cincinnati on, like, when this movie screens, I'm going to do one of the initial pre-screenings in Cincinnati where it's going to be a weekend event. You know, a lot of, you know, people are going to come out. The media is going to come out. By the way, I want to thank Cincinnati media for really getting behind me on this project, because I was there for like 5 days and I did 6 major network TV shows while I was there. So that was real big, you know, for that,
mm-hmm.
You know, something in Cincinnati. Yeah, I was really I was amazed by how all that took place and how it happened so quick, but we got it done, and they really are behind it. And so the media is going to come out. I'm going to have a weekend event where it'll be a screening for the media and for the public. And then, you know, we'll have the after party, yeah, where people can network. I want Cincinnati's, you know, up and coming. I want Cincinnati's experienced, and I want Cincinnati's, you know, just common, you know, everyday man and woman to come out and rub elbows with each other and see where you can connect and build something, because that's where it starts from, somebody who already, you know, has a way, and he gives that way to the next man. Yeah, and he gives that to the next man.
Now, what we're going to do right now, T, we got the phone line lit up, my brother. You feel me?
Okay.
We're going to start taking some of these great calls in here.
Okay,
and,
let's do it.
The first call we're going to take is the last four digits is 8442. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air, caller. Last four digits, 8442. You there, T?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
they clammed up on us.
Yeah, they clammed up on us. I guess they just listening. Well, we're going to head on down the line, and we're going to go to the last four digits, 6657.
Hello?
Caller, you on the air?
Yes, hello?
Hey, how you doing? You here?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Would you like to ask T-Rob a question? You're on the air.
Well, no, I wouldn't like to ask Mr. T-Rob a question, but I'd like to let him know who's on the line. This is DJ Church. T-Rob, what's going on?
DJ Church, what's going on with you, man? How you be, bro?
Oh, man. I'm good, man, and you know I'm good because of you. I've been listening to T-Rob, and when he tell you that he has a major impact on a lot of people in the industry, I'm here to tell you that that is true, because he has a major impact on what I'm doing now. Right now, I have an internet radio station called Jam Central Station 2364. And it's all because of T-Rob.
My man.
We appreciate that, man.
And you know what? DJ Church has taken this station and has done wonderful things with it, man. And, you know, and I mean, you tell the people real quickly, man, some of the things you got going on through this station and what you've already accomplished.
Okay, we launched January the 1st. We are the first official funk radio hip-hop station in the world. We have interviewed some of the top people that done it in this business. Greg Williams of Switch, Larry Dunn of Earth, Wind & Fire, Ricky Rouse that played with Chaka Khan. I can go on and on. We've interviewed over 35 major people in this industry. They sit down and they tell their story. Like T-Rob's Quiet Giant, they tell the story from the time they can remember, 2-3 years old, all the way up until now. It's a show called Funky Drums and Things that we do it on. It comes on from 4 to 8 p.m. And T-Rob can tell you a little bit about Funky Drums and Things.
Yeah,
my man.
That's a good project.
You know? So
yeah.
What I would like for you to do, DJ Twerk, give the viewers right now your website where they can go check you out and get linked up with you, man.
Okay, no problem. They can go to www.jcs2364.com. That's the website. Now, in order to get on the radio station, they can go to www.pirateradio.com. Click on the link, listen to stations, and go to mix format and look for JCS2364. We stream 24/7. We play all genres of music, hip-hop, the old school, the real hip-hop, R&B, reggae, the funk. We also have an indie hype show. Anyone that wants get their music heard. You can hit us off at the Indie Hype, the number 2@gmail.com. Drop your music off, and we'll give you a spin, man. We, like I said, we stream 24/7, and we for the people, man. We for the unsigned. And when you listen to the station, I guarantee you, once you log on, you're not going to log off, because that's what we do, man. We play everything.
Yeah, and they got about 600,000 listeners right now.
Yeah,
so
that's what I like.
They close to a million.
Right. Now give us that website one more time where a person can email you that music, DJ Truck, if they want you to take a listen to that. Give me that website again.
The email address. They can email it to IndieHype, the number 2@gmail.com. Send three songs. Make sure it's radio friendly, your bio and a pic. We'll put you on the website, and as soon as we get the music, if it's hot, it's banging, as soon as the next day, we're playing it. We'll send you out an email and let you know that we're putting your song into rotation.
That's what it is. Well, I'm going to tell you right here on live show right now, DJ Church, I'm going to send you three of my hot joints, you know? And
okay.
Guarantee you, you're going to be loving them, baby. You know what I mean? They clean virgins, and I'm going to shoot them to you tonight, man, before we can start networking this thing worldwide.
Okay, you shoot them to me tonight. I guarantee you tomorrow about 12 noon, it'll be jamming.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate the love, man, that you're showing right here on the show tonight, and we appreciate all that you're doing, not only to help self but to help others. So we just want to give DJ Church a big shout-out right here on the Streets on Love You Back radio show.
Send me your link, man, so we can link everything up, man, and like I said, we can blow it out. And T-Rob, man, you know I got your back, man. Anything that you do, you know I got your back, man.
Man, that's all I love, man. And, I will be hollering at you, man, in a couple of days. Keep doing y'all thing over there, man. Tell Pops I said what up.
Okay,
that's
sure
what
will.
It is, DJ Church. Much love, baby. Stick on the line for a minute and hang around with us tonight, Church.
I sure will, man. I'm not going nowhere, man.
My man. All right, we're going to keep going down the line. We got 9577, the last four digits. Caller, you're on the air. You're on the air, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you worldwide. How you doing?
What's up, what's up? What up, T-Rob?
What's up, who is this?
Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane Jr.
What up?
Man, I'm getting love, man. Boys, you post it out on the page, baby. It moves, don't it?
Hey, yeah. You see, it's been moving, baby. They calling in on you, man. I'm loving
Eddie
it.
Eddie Kane. Hey, let me tell y'all something about Eddie Kane real quick, man. Eddie Kane come from a very important era in my life, man. This is when, you know, after the Cold Premier thing, you know, and, you know, the publishing deals and whatnot, I decided to go independent and create my own label called RTE, which is Robinson Tiller Entertainment, with a lawyer partner of mine that happened to be from Cincinnati. But I'm living in L.A. now, so, you know, he's in Cincinnati. We create this company, and I'm in charge of finding the talent, producing the music and all that. And Eddie Kane was one of my artists, man. And this brother, to me, was the West Coast Biggie Smalls, man. And we did Miami, man. We flew to Hawaii, man. I mean, we got treated like Elvis Presley mixed with Bing Crosby, man. I mean, it was something phenomenal, wasn't it, Eddie?
Yeah.
My man,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Miami too.
Yeah. Eddie Kane eventually wound up working with Dr. Dre. So he ended up getting through Dr. Dre, man, after coming through my little camp, man.
I was
man. So,
with Dr. Dre when I was with his A&R, Big Chuck.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good love, man, hearing from you, man. What you got going, man?
Nothing much, man. You know, the same old thing, man. I'm doing some ghosts right now, man.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. Well, you on one of the livest blog talk radio shows right now, man. You know, big shout out to the boys, man. They doing their thing over here.
Hey, we appreciate
yes,
that, man. You know, Eddie J, you hang on in there for a few minutes, and we appreciate you calling in, and you hang tight, okay?
Okay. Hey, P-Rob, you holler at P-Roo?
Yeah, man. Yeah, everything. Matter of fact, we're going to get into talking about that Universal deal a little later on in the show, man, and I'm going to bring I'm gonna bring my baby T Blunt up on here, man. That's my bro, man.
Right.
And we're going to talk about our new merge deal that we got going on and the future plans and projects. And, you know, Eddie, you back in, baby, now that we in touch, man. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah,
that
so it's on. We doing it again, y'all.
My man.
What's up?
So these lines is lit up, T, baby. You feel me? Eddie,
bring
J, hold tight. Don't ring up. You feel me? We got another caller right here, and it's Eric. The last four digits is 7012. You're on the air.
T-Rod, what's happening?
What's up?
It's Arian, bro.
Z, what up, man? Man, look, all these big wigs calling in tonight, man. Boy, listen, I'm telling you, you got to realize who's calling into y'all show.
Hey, T-Rod.
What's up?
Hold on, man. Is that my boy, Arian?
If you know Z, the phenomenal, the magnificent.
Oh,
man,
boy, it is in Detroit.
Yeah.
Man, I knew your ass sound familiar. Oh, can we cuss on here?
What's up, man? Oh, man, that's my man. What's up, Z?
What's good,
man?
Man.
Hey, Zeke, man, I was just hollering about you, man, about 2 months ago, man, when me and my wife come up out there to see you, man. You know what I'm saying? How the wife doing, man, and the kids?
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying, like, bruh, we gotta stay linked up, man. I'm like, you see how it is, man. It's synchronicity, man.
Oh, man.
I just wanna shout out. I'm on the highway, and I wanna shout out 513 Elevators to the world, man. You know what I'm saying, for you know what I'm saying, giving us a spot to shoot this video today, man. Nigga, we just came back from. Man, we making moves. Man. I don't wanna get too high sprung.
Yeah,
Jerry's
out there doing big things.
Man.
God, yeah.
I got my guy G3, you know what I'm saying? Geo Blaine and all this Maurice, man. They try to video today, man. It's crazy. Bananas.
Wow. Oh,
man,
when
I heard that voice, I'm like, that can't be Zeke, not my man Zeke. You feel me?
Yeah. A lot of excitement over in this.
I'm in California. I Zeke come see me every time I'm in Cali.
His call dropped.
Yeah, you hear that, T?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. Zarin call dropped. He'll call back in. Yeah, man. Every time I'm in California, man, Zeke come holler at me. You know?
Yeah, Zarin's a talented brother, man. What he's doing right now, he's actually working with Hell's Kitchen, one of the head cameramen for that. He got the My Society project that he got going on, and Zarian is doing his thing, man. He's hooked in, and I was recently actually he's one of the camera guys on the Quiet Giant project. So
that's
you know,
he's
shooting out in L.A. Doing a lot of footage
right.
for me out there. Yeah, so it's a lot of good things, man. A lot of good connections, man. And as you can see, you know, it's a mixture, man. I mean, there's some Cincinnati guys, you know. With me, my LA cats with me, and like I said, I have a brother that's gonna he should be in, man. He should be probably on the line right now. Who actually I wanted to talk about this Universal deal that I have,
right.
as well as my partner Binky out of Nashville, who doing this
that's
week global entertainment with me. Yeah, so I don't know the last quarter number. Yeah, but I bet they on the line. So J Blunt,
okay,
if you out there, baby, we ready to talk to you.
We got another caller right now, T.
Okay.
Last four digits, 8442, you're on there.
Yeah, this is T. Blunt.
Hey, T-Blunt.
Hey, tell me what's going on, man. How you guys doing, Susan?
We cool,
man.
Boy, this is the man I've been telling you about. I'm going to brief you on our history real quick and then lead to where it's at now.
Okay, that's what's up. Go ahead, T.
T. Blunt is the founder of Blunt Entertainment. Blunt is actually his real name, so this is not a gimmick thing he's trying to do. It's he using his name. However, when me and he met, it was 2000, probably 99 in L.A., He was managing, actually, Eddie Kane, who you just spoke with. He was managing his brother, Jay, at the time, Jay Vaughn, now Jay Verse. And he came to me. I had my label going. It was already distributed and, you know, fully going. We set up on Wilshire Boulevard, and somehow T. Blunt and I linked in through a mutual friend, man, and he brought this talent to me that was just, everything was different, but everything was on a level where it was ready at that, like, right now to be put out.
Yeah.
But he had very little experience, really. He just had a drive in him. He's like one of those Master P. He's got that. He's like a West Coast P. Diddy. You know what I mean? He got all those mixes of that mogul in him, man, that he had this hustle vibe about him. You know, he was, you know, street cat, but had that business mind with him, man. And he, he brought this to me, and I told him, I said, you know what, not only do I, you know, I want you to continue to manage these artists. I'm not going to try to take your artists. I want you to stay connected to them. But I want you to work side by side with me because I'm going to bring you up with the game I got, and eventually you can run business with me. Now,
amen.
we fell out of sync with him, with each other, because somehow we the contacts got lost. And it's been like 10 years, man, and next thing you know, I run into someone. Actually, it was Eddie Kane who connected to me through the internet, told me about T. Blunt. Like, man, because I asked him, what's been up with Blunt? Blunt got Blunt Entertainment off the ground, man. Blunt got Universal now. Blunt partnering with Who Bangers, the big wigs now, you know, who be rubbing elbows. I'm like, is that right? Well, I'm going to just holler at him just because I miss him.
Right.
I come, me and him talk, man, and after, a good little hour of conversation catching back up, man, we wind up realizing, like, man, we got to do what we got to do. And we inked a deal, man, with Universal. So we got the Universal behind us now, man. And right now on the line is my man T. Blunt. Never faking the funk, whatever he do, man, he going to give it to you.
That is. That is.
Universal.
Yes, sir, baby.
That is. What's with you, man?
Yeah, man, hey, man, Tony's he's a good guy, man. I've been knowing that guy for a long time, taught me a lot. Like he's saying, behind-the-scenes things in the music, a little bit more than what an A&R would see and a manager and – I respect that guy, and like he said, we lost touch, but he's always had that ambition, and I knew that's the type of guy I need to rub elbows with at that time, and the man, we lost sync, like he said, and then, and God knows what's best, he brought us back, to work some things out in these past few months, we've been really doing some collabing. We got the deal. We got distribution through Universal Fontana. So it's
official, baby.
Global. Yeah, it's a mission. It's Blunt Global ENT. Baby West. We doing our thing, and we got some big things coming for 2013, 2014. You can believe that. Like I say, stay tuned. Stay tuned. This man definitely got things to offer and big moves that's being
made.
That's
what it is. So
yeah, I'm gonna step back and let y'all rap. But he got an artist. You gotta tell him about Quezzy B, man, because this Quezzy is just off the chain, man, and he got so many hits on his YouTube right now. I'm thinking he's close to 100,000, man, like in probably less than a month, maybe a few weeks. So that's a sign that something's getting ready to happen, man. So I'm gonna let you take the stage. I'm stepping back. I'm listening to the greatest show on earth, Blog Talk with the Boys. Let's get it.
Yeah,
it is. And we appreciate that, man. Yeah, Blunt, if you got a website, man, get a world your website, man.
Yes, sir. This is Blunt Entertainment West. You can check us out at www.bluntentertainment.net. You can check our YouTube page. We have our own YouTube channel. You can check us out. Please subscribe and share to Blunt ENT 2, the letter X 1, subscribe. And you'll check out and see the moves that we've been making, the things we've been doing. We got artists, Tony was saying, Kezzy B, boy is hot. I think Deputy from Rock Nation just sent him a track, And he just ripped it two nights ago. And our PR, Keisha Johnson, is really, she's doing her thing and putting it out there. But he's hot. She sent, you know, music to Atlanta and everywhere. And everybody is really feeling this kid. You know what I'm saying? So Blunt definitely got some offer, you know. Like I said, Kelly B, you can check check him out all through iTunes, Rhapsody, all your local digital stores, and you can purchase the song, 99 cents, for a song called Ghost, man, but his single, and it's off the chain, man. We really got some movement, some things going.
Yeah, that's what's up then, man. You know, we appreciate that. And what I want everybody to do, I want everybody to hang tight. We're going to go to a track that me and my homeboy did. And the title of that track is The Streets Don't Love You Back track. And we want everybody to vibe on that track. We'll be right back with my man T-Rob and my man Blunt Entertainment and my man Eddie J. We in the house. Be right back.
Yes, sir.
And DJ Church.
Blunt.
Yeah, yeah. This The Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate.
All right, that was just an interlude for a minute. The missus hit the wrong one. You feel me? We finna hit it right now, the right one.
Here what's up? What's up? This RB checking in. But The Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug/drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Because the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway, Ricky Ross. Just step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is test, I gotta go and get a bit. God, he caught up the moon. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born, we all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try, can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true, it's up, and you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough, but if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus, I'm overstuffed with propaganda. They should slander and lies, tried to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves.
I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seeds inside. What's the truth separated from fallacy? Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
and
on.
And it's all be checking back in with you. Like I said, just that traffic knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. That hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. That's a hot track me and my homeboy LD did, The Streets Don't Love You Back track. And we right back with my man T-Rob kicking it all the way live, you know. Right back at you, T-Man.
Yo, I agree with you, man. I love, hey, bro, that's banging, man. You had me over here like, yeah, you, I mean, what you trying to do with that, man? You just going to sit on it?
Oh, no, man. You know, I got it out there, you know what I mean? But, you know, we can put it out there around the whole world. You know, I just got it now with people by the ringtones and the downloads and things like that, you know? But, right. You know, we can always sit at the table, you know what I mean, and do something major, you know?
Yes, sir. You know, we got that We Global Blunt Entertainment soundtrack coming to that that T-Rod the Quiet Giant project, man. So I'm going to need you to submit your record, man, so I can throw it on that piece, man.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to look through that dialogue, man, and we can make that happen, man, you know. And I appreciate the love. We got another caller for you, too, man. They banging out here, T, you know?
Yeah, man. Let's bring them on, baby.
All right, we got four last digits, 4293 on the air.
Hey, all I got to say is we global.
that sound like that southern boy from Tennessee.
That Tennessee in the building.
It's
Global Entertainment. It's Binky Boy. It's co-CEO of Global Entertainment. What's going on, man? What's up, boy?
Hey, what's good with you?
Man, I'm good, man. What's up, T-Rock?
Hey, man, I can't claim it, man. You know, I'm just laying up, absorbing all this good energy right now, all this entertainment, man, and one phone call, man, is phenomenal. we definitely go. We need to. Hey, where T Blunt at, man? We got T Blunt still hanging because, you know, we talking global business and Blunt, man. We got to have him on. Did we lose him?
Blunt. We done put Blunt on there with you.
T Blunt, yeah.
What's up, Blunt?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I'm checking. I'm listening. I'm tuned in, baby.
T Blunt, this our southern powerhouse on the line. Binky Boy, T Blunt.
What's up,
what
brother?
Up, Blunt?
What's up, man? I heard a lot
good.
About Tom letting us know what how it is down in Tennessee. You know.
Hey, we trying to maintain, man. We doing what we can. We got Tony ain't said nothing about the label, so I'm just going to talk. We got two artists right now. We got Dun Ye, which is a major producer. He's produced for Waka Flocka. He got the last one on Slim Duncan before he died. He's produced for Yo Gotti. Rich Kid Shorty with Grand Hustle. I mean, just the latest one with Chief Keith.
Yeah,
we doing it. Then we got Young JR, a five spitter who did the tour with T. Robert in Cincinnati back in about a few weeks ago. So, man, we got major things going. I'm glad about this merge. I've been on T. Robert, man. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? So, finally, we global, Blunt, universal.
Right.
Man, it's a dream come true, dude.
That's
amen,
right.
Amen,
like,
man.
We're going global with the Blunt, baby.
shoot that website out there. Tennessee, for you, your label, man. Shoot your website on out there to the world.
It's www.weglobal1.com. I think that's right, T-Rob. I can't remember.
Yeah,
weglobal1.com.
Yeah, weglobal1.com. So
that's how we doing it, man. And what we're going to do here at the Streets Don't Love You Back, man, as everybody's shooting their website out there, my wife is writing it down, and we're going to link your website to our Streets on Love You Back movement page, you know.
Okay.
And everybody can go to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And that's where we do our thing at, you know what I mean? And you can check out everything we do. We produce two television shows, and matter of fact, both of my television shows is played out of Cincinnati. I started the Keep It Real show in 1998 of March, been spinning for 15 years straight, you know what I mean? And then my wife started the Change Reality show in 2009, and it plays on the SS Cable channel down there. So we still moving and grooving down there in the Natty still, and I still got my soldiers down there handling business, you know? So we just always doing good things, man. So get with us. And if you want your artists on our radio show, Blunt and Global, get at us, you feel me? If you wanted to spin a record on our radio show, just send it to us, yeah. MP3, and we'll spin that, you feel me, and get that on out there. And if you want to send that to us, you can send that to us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com.
Gotcha. That's right. Well, Blunt gonna definitely be sending you something, global artists and Blunt artists. You know, I want to definitely give a shout out to Mac 10, Who Banging. Definitely want to give, you know what I'm saying, bring Blunt on in too, that to the Universal Fontana deal to even ink it with Global Entertainment. And Tony, like I said, we got some big things coming. Coming into 2013, actually this summer, you know, summer is here because it's hot, but summer is officially be here, I guess, what, the end of this month, pretty much?
Yes, sir.
We got
indeed.
Some new things. Definitely going to do some collabing with the Tennessee, one of the artists, you know, that was on the line. We're definitely going to be doing some collabos and things like that. Like I said, Blunt Entertainment West is definitely making some big moves with Global Entertainment.
They the new West Coast, man. Tell them about this. He got two projects that he being modest right now, man. His artist, Chezzy B, man, is actually about to go on tour overseas. And tell him who he going to be opening up for, man. Quit being so humble. Yeah. We love you, but quit being so humble, baby.
I just like to put my mouth where my money is and where the play is.
Right.
You know, I don't do a whole lot of talking. I pretty much rather show. But, you know, we do got some big things going on. And Kezzy B, which is the first artist on Blunt Entertainment West that's coming out. He's actually, like I said, his single was on, you can go to Google Play Store and all that and get his single and the iTunes and Rhapsody and all that. But Kezzy B is going to go on tour. We're actually putting this tour together, open 50 Cent, you know, in Japan and things like that. So we got that going, and we got some movie deals, direct TV. We got some sitcoms and reality show situation deals going on right now that we're trying to also put together with Global. And like I said, we just got a lot of major moves, you know. I mean, I don't like to toot my horn, but I got to say, Blunt Entertainment West and Global Entertainment is definitely
going
to be the new West. Like I said, we should shout out to Tennessee. Blunt Entertainment West definitely should love that way. All Midwest, you know, man, you know, we backyard, whatever, get at us.
It's that way, man.
It's about
we loving all of that, you know what I mean? And T-Rob, man, you know, we got to give you big love and big shout-outs, man, because, you know, just like we have all the people on here to interview, man, I mean, you got the line lit up like everybody else, you feel me? And we
I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to give a shout out also to my artist Inglewood Monster and my artist Sick Wicked and Jay Verse. These guys, man, the LMG boys, period. That's also Blunt Entertainment West artists, man. I just had to give a shout out because they really going hard as well. And like I said, man, be on the lookout for them too, the LMG boys. You can also download theirs at Google Play Store, iTunes too, the LMG BOYZ. And, you know, man, and I just want to say this. Tony, that guy right there, I'm not just – because he's on the phone. But this man right here took us in, you know, and accepted, you know what I mean, things that I was trying to put together and do at the time, and he took me in, and this guy talking about humble, he's a humble dude, you know what I mean, and he really got more to be bragging about, and he's keeping it actually minimized, so he taught me this, and now he's like, don't say something, you know.
Nice comeback. I told you that boy could play chess, man.
He's the quiet giant for real.
You know, he'll put the whole game on for a week.
Yeah, T. Blunt ain't no joke. Believe me, that's a mogul in the making, man.
Man, I love for you guys and the radio station, and like I said, Tennessee, the people that's on the line, I would love you guys to check our stuff out and comment, you know, comment and share, and we take honest and open suggestions. We don't mean we take constructive criticism over here at Global Entertainment, you know, West, you know, we doing
there,
things, and we want
good.
To connect the dots.
That's what's there
you
go. That, do y'all
and
have
I think
any like pages on Facebook, Blunt?
Yes, sir. Blunt
give them that page.
The Facebook page?
Yep. Yeah, give them that.
That's at Blunt Entertainment. You can check us out on Facebook at Blunt Entertainment. You know, our website, again, is www.bluntentertainment.net. YouTube, BunnyNT2X1. And like I said, you can go to DatPiff and type in English Monster or J-Verse or Kezzy B or Honey Blunt. HB, can't forget the girl on the Blunt Entertainment West label. She's doing her thing.
I was waiting on you to call it out. That's the first one I looked at when I went on the page.
Baby's raw, and she got E-40, you know, Sugar T, even checking her out. She's got something going with B-Fly, the game sister, so they're working on some mixtape thing, too, you know, and like I said, I'm real close with Face, Big Face 100, which is Game's brother. I want to give a shout-out to 100 Entertainment, too, which definitely does work with Blunt Entertainment and, you know, out on the West, which definitely be working with Global in Tennessee and everywhere else, you know what I mean? They open, and we're going to get it in, bro.
I like that, man. You know, it ain't nothing like networking because, you know, a lot of cats forget one thing in the game, man. Everybody say they the boss, but if you the boss and the soldiers, ain't nothing going to get did. You know what I mean? So we all got positions to play on the field. You know what I mean? Either you the linebacker, the quarterbacker, or you the front line man. So everybody just stay in their position, and then that's how everything get taken care of, and then we can say touchdown. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I want to throw that out there to the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're definitely right, bro. So everybody play their position and play their part. And that's what gets the game won, not just no big eyes, little you, no one person.
Oh,
bro.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
One cat can shoot 1,000 free throws, but that ain't going to get him the W. That ain't going to give him the big W. You know what I mean?
Right.
It takes
that's
a chin to win that big W, baby. You know?
It's kind of like that Kobe and Shaq and that Jordan Pippen type thing. You know, you got to work together.
Man,
to win.
Come on, man. You need somebody blocking you, baby, when you're running.
So you're trying to get the touchdown line,
you know. Yes, so, that, you know, yes, we're just having a great time tonight, man, with Blunt Entertainment and Global Entertainment and T-Rob Entertainment over there. We just doing our thing tonight on the line. And we having a great party, and we finna come with another song. This song we're gonna come with tonight, T, is gonna be dedicated to you and every homeboy across America that never gave up on their dream. You feel me? And this track right here is called "Never Give Up," and we giving a big shout out to my homeboy out there in Compton, California, OG Suicide, which is my man. And we're showing him love in Cali. So we dedicate to you, T. Rob, and all the soldiers, baby. Be right
Thank
back,
you,
T. Rob.
Yes, sir.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, you can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love
you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
I'm gonna hold you down. You gotta get up. You got your dream.
That track right there was called Never Give Up by my homeboy out there in Cali, OG Suicide. Sending much love out there to you and your camp, baby, you know, like always, you know. And once again, we're right back with my man, T-Rob in the house, Blunt Entertainment, Global Entertainment. We're doing it live.
Yes, sir. And I never give
DJ
up.
DJ Kirk in the house.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. So we had to dedicate that to the whole squad. You feel me?
Yeah, man, we don't give up, man. We've been doing this for a minute, man. So we are certified experienceurs, you know what I mean? As a Rich with experience, you know what I'm saying? Experienceurs, that's how we're going to call it. Experienceurs. I think I like that. Yeah, I'm going to use that.
Hey, T-Rob, tell us a little bit about your, a little bit more about your documentary, and tell us, what is the message that you want people to get out of it?
Okay, the documentary basically, again, as I was mentioning on a lot of the TV press that I was receiving, was it's for one, it started out really as a tool for me to show my kids where I came from, because they were born after, you know, the aftermath when stuff kind of slowed down and I became, you know, the family man. So it was first initially done to kind of give them a little bit, you know, ideal of what I did. And the more and more I got into collecting things from my past, it became therapeutic. And it allowed me to reach even deeper in terms of going out, talking to people who I once worked with. It was kind of like I was rekindling some relationships. I was closing certain, you know, situations that I found out that wasn't closed with a lot of my friends and peers out there. But more importantly, what it did was it allowed me to look at who I am and who and what I'm made of. And the more I identified with who I was, the more I wanted to do even more of what it is I do. So I started coming out with my youth programs. I started reaching back out to those projects that I was in. Like I said, it opened doors for me to kind of reintroduce myself to the people who once knew that I was here before, and it also introduced me to the ones who have no idea who I am. Now they will know, and this hopefully will catapult into a lot of other future ventures as it is now. So basically the purpose behind this is to let people know that you don't have to always be the guy or the woman in front to be considered, you know, a game changer, or to be considered someone who has caused an impact. I mean, an impact too. An impact could be in a positive way, but has caused an impact. And that's what the quiet giant is. We all are quiet giants. As a matter of fact, Mr. Boyd over here is a quiet giant. There's so much to his, and there's so much he's been involved with. And speaking with the brother of the night made me realize that, you know, this man's wrote two books. You know, he's lived a life where he shouldn't statistically even be here. But not only is he here, he's here, and he's revived and renewed himself into something positive that is now able to make a way for guys like me to talk, for guys like T. Blunt, for Binky Boy, for DJ Church, Zarian, Eddie Kane, you know, and all the others that are out here waiting to be heard, you know, Lucinda and Mr. Boyd is able to do that. So you guys are truly what is considered a quiet giant too. So there's a lot of quiet giants that are out here, and that's what the impact of my initial, my initial step into it is for that purpose, to realize, to make people realize that don't ever think that what you're seeing in front of you is the true perception of what really is, because like they say, behind every great man is a great woman, but behind every good artist is a great supporter or a great advisor or a great consultant or a great manager or a great creator. It's something behind the force that you see in front. You know, there's something behind it. There's no front without a behind. So, in other words, this quiet giant is to spark those people out there that may have felt like unappreciative, or may have felt like, wow, you know, all I did went unnoticed, or may have felt like, you know, I don't feel bad for doing this for this person, and I didn't have to ask for any, you know, gratification or any exposure behind doing it. You know, I just did it out of my heart. It lets them know now that, hey, y'all the new front guys. The quiet giants are the new front guys. We coming from behind to let you know we've actually been leading from the rear. Now we coming in the front to like to see how it's going to be done. And that's what the quiet giant is doing. And hopefully it continues to spark other quiet giants, because there is a TV show in the making right now. that's going to showcase weekly a different quiet giant. And one of the episodes right now we're kind of in talks with and trying to make happen is with the mayor, Mark Mallory, because the Mallory family has done a whole lot, and a lot of people don't know all that they've done. So a lot's going to be exposed to the quiet giant, and then in a nutshell, I just had to go out all the way to introduce my kids, and now it's become a whole movement for me.
Amen.
So what can you tell the youth out there and those that want to get into the music industry and those that, you know, think they have to be a gangster rapper to make it? Can you just give a little bit of advice to the youth out there?
That's actually far from the truth in terms of thinking that you have to be a certain image to make it. Now, unfortunately, there are certain classifications of different, you know, categories of music. And there is that section where it's kind of like if it don't sound the same, then it ain't gonna get that exposure. But that's a lot of times those situations end quicker than the ones who go and say, I'm gonna be who I'm gonna be. I'm gonna do it from my heart. And you know, I may not get the big bites out of the cookies, but I'm gonna take those little small bites. I'm still gonna eat the whole cookie. It just might not, you know, happen as fast as the person is taking two bites. But think about the guy who takes the two big bites. His cookie has been eaten and it's over. Now he's hungry again, but this guy's still holding his cookie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he's around on. So basically what I could tell to youngsters out there is don't be like anybody but yourself, because if you're trying to be like someone else, if they die out, you're dying with them. So if somebody tell you they get ready to jump off the bridge, yeah, are you going to tie the other end of the rope to yourself and say, okay, go ahead and jump?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be not, you know, wouldn't make any sense, yeah. So just follow your own heart. And I know that's got to sound cliche, but truly do. Like, I mean, you don't have to be totally different. I'm not saying don't do what's being done because, hey, let's be honest. If you're trying to do business, too, at the same time, you got to have something that's marketable. And like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, they all got certain things in common. They got the dollar menu. You know, you got to have something similar to what's successful in order to at least catch the attention of people. But when you do get in there, show them who you really are. And just don't give up. Don't give up. Don't try to be something you're not, because if you do, then you're going to get caught up in that web. And if you ain't ready to deal with what those people who really are that can deal with and handle, then you up creek.
Right. You know, trends come and go, and you just have to be true to yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you're good at what you do, then you know, there's no doubt that you'll make it. But you got to be true to yourself. Try to be phony and be somebody else, it's not going to work.
Right. And understand that you have to.
It might work for a little while, but, you know, we were just talking the other day how many of the true, you know, old school gangster rappers are even still around. You know, a lot of them are dead. A lot of them are in prison. And, you know, and Dr. Dre, you know, or Master P, you know, there's a very few old school, gangster rappers, I guess I could say, that were considered gangster rappers. And then everybody else kind of followed suit. But a lot of them, where are they?
Right. A lot of the ones that are smart, they're now corporate, they're corporate giants, you know. They're guys who were smart enough to realize it's a business, and they capitalized on it. So, and that's what I'm saying too to the youngsters is understand it is a business, no matter what. It is a business at the end of the day. So if you're going to step into some, understand that it comes with, you know, some kind of you got to have some kind of education, you know, mentally to prepare yourself for the business aspect, because you can have all the talent in the world. If you ain't got your business intact, you know, you're going to wither away real quick, man, and you're going to be unhappy because you're going to realize that you ain't getting what you're supposed to be getting out of it. And you're going to get tired of just showboating for everybody. You're going to get tired of doing all these shows and being in these interviews, but at the end of the day, you're still trying to figure out, you know, who you're going to ask to borrow $50 from. You know, that's not becoming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen, you know.
Well, we still have Eddie J, Tennessee, DJ Church, you know, we have you all on the line still here. We're going to bring you back on just, you know, before we go off the air tonight. So hang tight with us for a minute. I do just want to make a couple of quick announcements. Wanted to let everybody know that we do have our summer clothing line in. We have a lot of new things, so check us out on our website, and that's thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Go to the store page, and then you can also click on the summer line as well. And then this weekend we do have the Arizona Junior Golden Gloves Championships coming up that we are a part of and do sponsor. So please hit us up out in West Phoenix Friday night and Saturday at the Desert Sands Elementary School for the Arizona Junior Gloves Championships. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to Rob for a minute, and then we'll bring everybody back on here in a few minutes.
All right, all right. You know, appreciate that the missus giving out that information. And like she said, we definitely got the hot summer line. We got the men's sports shorts going now. We got the lady camisoles, lady tank tops, lady capri pants. You know, we got the men fitted hats and, you know, sweatsuits, the whole nine yards. So we got the Streets Don't Love You Back clothesline popping as well, you know. So we just thanking everybody who supports us and those in advance that's going to support us. So we just thank you for that. And if you have not got both of my books yet, please log on and grab my first book. It's entitled The Streets Don't Love You Back, What Started the Movement, the Clothesline, and Everything. And my second book is entitled Never Hit a Woman. Me and my wife is advocates towards domestic violence, towards women and kids and men, because it goes on all levels of the game, you know, and it don't always have to be physically, you know. It's a mental thing as well. So we're just thanking everybody who supports our movement around the world. And we would like to give a shout-out again to all our members behind the prison walls, who we in 150 prisons across the country, federal and state. And I'd like to give a big shout-out to my three brothers again that's doing life sentence in the penitentiary, Robbie, Christopher, and Marvell. Keep holding it down. And giving a big shout-out once again to Jason Williams, NBA retired superstar. His golf tournament was sold out up there in New York. So we're giving you a big shout-out, Jason, right here at the show, man. Now we right back with my man T-Rob with all his great endeavors that he's doing, you know. Back at you, T-Rob.
Yeah, man. That's a wonderful thing y'all doing here, man. I like the fact that you guys got a powerful movement. You still have you got real humble roots about your show. The feel of it feels like a natural show. I've done a lot of shows, and, you know, some of them feel real, you know, robotic. And this one just feel like a couple people, you know, partners and whatnot on the phone talking it up, man, and being heard by a lot of people and really, you know, touching someone out there, man. And that's all. I give a big shout-out to y'all, man. The Streets Don't Love You Back, man, but they do tonight.
I appreciate that, man. We really appreciate that, T. And we're gonna go down the line for a minute, T, and we're going to show you some homage tonight for having a greater audience tonight, you know, and we're going to give all your soldiers a chance to give their last shout-out. So we're going to first start with Eddie J.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, Jay. Go get your last shout out.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be my shout out right here, man. They don't come to the hood looking for Freemasons. Too much gangbanging, slanging and freebasing. Never grew cocaine, never flew a plane, but somehow all the drugs are all in my domain. And the jobs ain't growing, we need some road gain. And the hood out of answer, calling it dope gain. But the hood got a cancer, dying in slow pain. And Barack Obama wants the whole change. When will me and you learn? The world is at a U-turn. We are scheduled to burn like a fresh brand new firm. Want to destroy America? Elect Bush for two terms. Self-cremation. And a red, white, and blue iron.
Yay, my man. Standing ovation on that, baby. So that's my man,
me?
Eddie J, in that house. You heard me? So you make
you
sure you get some to us, Eddie J. You feel me?
Eddie Kane Jr. coming soon. Hey, y'all, you know, when I met him, man, T-Blunt brought him to me, and he was calling me Shawty Mac. And it was something about him, man, that stood out to me. And I said, Man, we gonna change your name, man, to Eddie Kane Jr. You know Eddie Kane from the Five Heartbeats, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't seen Eddie in like 10 years, and then I get a message on YouTube, man, and I see the name Eddie Kane. I said he held on to it, my nigga.
Cool.
Big shout out to Club Blunt Entertainment again for bringing another fabulous discovery, man. Eddie Kane Jr., I love him for life. But y'all ain't getting ready. Y'all ain't heard the last of Eddie Kane. We're actually working on a project with him, too, right now. We're going to try to see if we can get everything back and frying y'all way, man. So big shout out to Eddie Kane for calling today, man.
That's what it is. Hold tight, Eddie. We're going to keep strolling down the line. We're going to go to my boy Tennessee now. Tennessee, your last shout out.
Yo, what up? What up? T.
Yeah.
Yo, it's Binky Boy, man. Global World. We're not Global World anymore, are we? We Global. We Global Entertainment. What's up, man?
Yeah, man. Binky Boy is, you know, Binky Boy been in the game a while. As a matter of fact, Binky Boy kind of connected us to Rodney Jerkins, man, you know, and a lot of people don't understand that Binky Boy is also connected to Chris Tucker in a real way, and he's been doing this thing for a minute, brought some high heat from down south, man, and, you know, they making a movement, man. They got like 20, 35 followers on Twitter, man, like just grinding in the street, man, just from the roots, you know. So we dealing with some real serious hustlers, man, real serious positive brothers, and real serious go-getters, man. So expect a lot from Binky Boy, man, with We Global and the whole Tennessee movement, man, Nashville in the house, Memphis in the house, you know what
Memphis,
I'm saying?
Baby, Memphis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All we got to say, boy, is We Global. We Global.
That's what I like to hear. You feel me? And we appreciate you coming in, man. So we going to want you to hold tight, and we're going to head down to DJ Church, you know what I mean, to say his last say-so.
I'd like to say what's up. What's up, Binky?
He can hear you.
He can hear me? Okay, Binky, you know, this is what I want to say to everybody that's got music that want to be heard. Send it my way at Indie Hype. The number 2@gmail.com. Make sure it's radio friendly. And I got you.
Hello.
We gonna bang it out. Just wanna let Binky know that the Fight Club, man, is burning up on the show, man. It's doing its thing. And to T Rob, man, whatever you got going on, man, you know I'm a part of it, man. You know I got you, man, no matter what, man.
One love, DJ Church.
We appreciate that, DJ Church. And we'll shoot you some here in a little bit, Church. And once again, we appreciate the love and support, eh?
And then also send your link over, man, so I can link it to my website. And also, I'm gonna mention it on the radio station, man, throughout the day, man, on what you got going on.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. So I'll shoot that over to you tonight. And we thank you once again, man, for tuning in tonight, man. And get that website out again to where a person can log on, DJ Church.
That website is www.pirateradio.com. Go to Listen to Stations. Click on Listen to Stations. Go to Mixed Format. Look for JCS2364. Click there, man. We're streaming 24/7. Once you log on, you never log off.
And the last man who got the last say-so is my main man, T-Rob.
Yo, did we lose T-Blunt? We might have lost him, okay. Huh?
Yeah, we lost T-Blunt.
He had a club event, so he's stepping out. I think they're doing something with Corrupt tonight, so he had to jump out. But, man, listen, I just want to first of all thank The Streets Don't Love You Back, and I really do get y'all concept. And basically, to the people out there, know that that concept basically is telling you in a real forward way that, you know, don't get out here dying for these streets that really don't care anything about you. You know, y'all out here, y'all representing these blocks, but don't own not one property on these blocks. So in reality, you know, at the end of the day, the ones who own that block dictate what happens to you. They can put you out, evict you, or they can let you stay there. So don't die for nothing that you don't own. You know what I'm saying? So the streets don't love you back, and know that. So knowing that they don't love you back, don't love it, and move out of it and move forward. Get ahead and do something. I just want to shout out to all my conglomerates, all my partners in the game, all the people that I'm connected with and working with, and I hope that, you know, we continue to do this together. I hope that with this whole streets don't love you back, the boys family, I hope that we can connect together and do something in the future as well. And check me out, man. It's coming real soon. T-Rod, the Quiet Giant. Actually, it's 2014. This is the first show I announced it on, and I got to go back on my promo run to let them know that it's been postponed because it's expanded. So it's a good thing. So it will be out 2014. Look out for all the other future endeavors I'm involved with. You'll find out as you go and follow me. I could be followed at I'm on Twitter at The Quiet Giant. That's D-A, Quiet Giant. Or you can hit me up on Facebook. Just look up T-Rob, and you should find me. And we going to do this thing. We global, Blunt Entertainment, universal. And that's, you know, one love, man.
And that's what it is.
Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this, though, boy. Let me do this. I'm sorry, because this is senseless of me not to do this. I want to really shout out my kids, man, the pride and joy of my life. I have a beautiful son named Sheridan, a beautiful daughter named Skylar. I have a beautiful son named Anthony Jr., little Tony, and I got a son named Chad, man. And I got a beautiful family, and I just want to shout that out. I want to shout out my beautiful lady, Kalisha, and I just want to just thank everybody who's been behind me, man, and supportive, and the Robinson family, and Funkadelic era. Just everybody, rest in peace, Mama. I love you, and you always here with me, and we global. Let's do this.
That's what it is, man. And like I say, we want to give a big shout out to you and your whole family and your whole team, T, and everybody, DJ Church, Blunt Entertainment, Global Entertainment, and everybody who called in tonight, and everybody who listening in the chat room. And we definitely will be hooking up with you, T, and I'll definitely be sending you some things as well to take a listen to, for we can move this thing forward. The streets will love you back, and T Entertainment, you know, with T-Rob and DJ Church and Blunt and the whole nine yards. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so let's make it happen, man.
And go to my website if you want to check out what's going on with me. And I also got apparel on my website that's been doing pretty well. And that's www.trobthequietgiant.com. That's T-R-O-B, Quiet Giant, thequietgiant.com. And you can get all your information and all your updates. And just follow me, man, and I'll follow you back. And let's all one love it, and let's be successful, man. Let's eat.
That is. That's what I like to hear, baby. And like we always say here at the streets of your back, at the end of the day, it's about business and family, baby. And always remember, the streets don't love you back. One love.
And with that, we're going to go out with one more song tonight. And I'm going to – we had Miss Pamela Long on our show here just a couple months ago. And Pamela Long, she sang with Biggie, and she sang with the group Total. And after 10 years, she's back and has a few new songs coming out. And she's touring overseas and doing a lot of really cool things right now. So, you know, this is just kind of in memory of her and to end the night with the party. So in case you didn't know, Pamela Long sang the hook for Hypnotized with Biggie. So we're going to go out tonight. Have a great week. Join us every Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 Eastern. And don't forget to visit the website at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Good night.
Come on. Hot, sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think shit, stink, pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, if the head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pump. Close like Starsky
and Hutch, stick to clutch. Here I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean.
I put O's in NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick. Called the Lexus, LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast, we look, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage. J-12, sex and expensive cars that still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay too. Richer than richer, so you niggas come and get me.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so famous.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. Escargo, my cargo, 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, 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 your crew run, run. I know you sick of this lame brand. Nigga with flows, girl, say he sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Papa freaking, not speaking, leave the ass leaking, like rapper demo. Tell them hoes, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say, show me,
hey,
homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why